Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles Okeke. How are you? Hope you're good. I am recording this at 12 midnight. Literally, what time is it? 12 freaking 32. Because we went to Paris and we spent 1 week in Paris. I got back not long ago and today is Sunday and tomorrow is Monday and I don't have the time. I need to do this tonight because I am my producer, I am my editor, I am my promoter, I am my every freaking thing. I do apologize if I appear to be tired, okay? We do what we need to do. And as well, I vlogged in Paris for the whole week. So when I have time, I'm going to edit that to be posted on the African Gay Igbo Vlog channel. I post my Gay Ready With Me is there, my mini vlogs there, and my vlogs, my lifestyle, fashion, and all the things. I am freaking sick and tired of people projecting their nonsense. Projection, projection, projection. And many times I have said to myself that I'm never, ever going to pay attention to certain people that don't have anything whatsoever to do with my life. People that I know in my past, some of these people I knew like 16 years ago, and they happen to discover me on social media. And they think it is okay for them to speak crazy to me and write nonsense. Something happened this week. Someone that I don't really know like that. He knows someone that I know. And this person that I know happened to have stayed in his place when we were at University of Maiduguri. And this same person blocked me everywhere, stopped speaking to me, said that they were going to kill their child if they found out that their child is gay. And this particular individual had a flat with him when I was in my second year. This was years ago. He's not my friend. I stayed in a friend's place. Like when we come back to school and you haven't sorted your accommodation out because they lived off campus, I stayed with him because he's a close friend at the time. This individual wrote on my Instagram post and said, I shouldn't have allowed you to stay in my house when you were in Maiduguri. My dear, you are not my friend. I do not know you like that. I know you, but you weren't my friend. The other person is your friend. I don't even know why I'm giving this any thought. I called a friend of mine and I spoke to him about it. He was like, why do you care? The reason why I'm sharing this is that a lot of our people, when I say our people, I talk about people of African descent, people from Nigeria, from Ghana, from Africa, from Cameroon, South Africa, black people in the diaspora, always think that homosexuality and queerness is evil and demonic. The number of people this week alone that has commented on my video have said things to me. I forbid you in Jesus' name. God has punished you. You are this, you are that. It is really, really weird to me. I do not understand why people who are telling you that God has punished you. Meanwhile, when you go to their profiles, I wonder who God is punishing. Because looking at you and looking at me, I wonder who is miserable. I wonder who their life is actually horrible. A lot of you project. A lot of you project a lot. And you don't look within you to find out what is actually wrong with you. You don't look within you to ask yourself, why the fear? Because the thing is, we as queer people, we are constantly being turned into other people's projection. Their fear, their religion, their theology, their preaching, all of these things, their insecurity, their political talking points, and all of the things. It is fucking crazy. It does not make any sense to me that you are looking at yourself, you're thinking that your life is horrible, you're thinking that you're going to go to hell, you're thinking that you being gay is a bad thing, you're thinking that you being in same gender loving relationship is going to be horrible for you. And there you are sitting, projecting all your nonsense towards somebody that did not do any fucking thing to you whatsoever. It boggles the mind. I am going to tell you this. LGBTQIA plus individuals are not your projection. We are not your problem. I am not your projection. You are doing yourself no favors at all. Because if you are preoccupied with what gay people do, with telling me that I shouldn't say that I'm an Igbo man, with telling me that I'm going to go to hell, you forget about taking care of your own life. That is a massive fucking problem. I have said this in so many versions. We gay people, we queer people, we LGBTQIA plus individuals are not your freaking problem. You need to think about what you need to do about yourself, what you need to do, because the types of comments, I know I'm going back to this again, the types of comments and the types of insults I see always tell me that you lot are projecting. There are people who have insulted me about my backside, about why am I allowing a white man to do whatever. You don't know what I do in my bedroom. You are seeing all of these things. The kind of insults you rain on me tells me what you want to do, tells me what you fantasize about, tells me how you are suffering from internalized homophobia. I have something called gaydar. Every queer person have it. When they see someone that is of the community, they can tell. Some of you women, especially, who are wayward, crazy, and doing anyhow. I want to tell you, Kangwagi, Digi, Bonye Homo, your husband is a homosexual. You think you are married to a straight man. Some of you are married to gay men. I don't know how to break this down to you. Projection and projecting against somebody that did not do anything to you is psychological. It is a problem. When someone takes what they fear, what they suppress, and what they don't understand within themselves, and then they assign it to you, that is projection. When people don't understand certain things, when someone takes something they fear, something they suppress, and something that they don't understand themselves, and decide to put it towards you, it is crazy. It is wild. Instead of you saying to somebody who is gay, somebody who is queer, somebody who is LGBTQIA+ individual, instead of you saying to them, I am uncomfortable, they will say to you, I don't understand your life. I don't understand what you are doing. What is it? What is this that you are doing? You are going to go to hell. God will punish you. It will not be well with you. You will not die well. I will use my bare hands to kill you. These are some of the things I have experienced. Let me go on a tangent here. So we were in Paris, close to somewhere called Chatelet. I don't know how to pronounce this. My French is absolutely horrible. Is it Bastille or Bastille? Around that area. And me being who I am, I wanted to kiss my man. I kissed him. I saw some people that look like me. The way they behaved, I'm like, yes, this is Europe. I can kiss a man on the streets of Paris and you are never going to do anything. Try me and you will go to jail. They were just squeezing their face. I did not care. I felt like doing some PDA and I did that. I did that with no fucking wahala, no nsogbu, no problem. I did that. And this is the thing. I have said this so many times. I was talking about this while we were coming back. I said to my man, the things that I did not do for myself, that I wasn't able to do for myself as a gay child growing up, I will make sure that I do that for any gay person that is within reach that needs my assistance. If I'm able to do it, I will assist every time, because those things weren't provided to me. And I am going to live my life regardless, no matter what you think, no matter how you squeeze your face and look at me and behave anyhow. You do not have any control over me. And that should be the same for every queer person listening to this episode. The thing is that when these people claim that they don't understand your life, they say things to you like, you are dangerous. It is easier to externalize fear than confront it. They will not confront whatever they worry about. And the thing is that when things like this happen, we LGBTQIA+ individuals becomes the easy target. I say this so many times. The reason why I always say that I'm an Igbo person, an Igbo gay man, is because of representation, visibility, and truth. Because I am every of these things. I am an Igbo man. I am an African man. I am a black man. I am gay. Those things are all my identity. And some of these people who always fucking say that you shouldn't say that you are an Igbo person, you shouldn't say that you are an African person, homosexuality doesn't happen in Africa, makes me laugh. Because the truth of the matter is, queerness, homosexuality, is something that is across every race. There is gay people everywhere. There are gay people from Colombia, from India, from Nigeria, from America, from Barbados, everywhere. So when some of these people make these arguments that doesn't make any sense to me, I just look at them. You are suffering from something that doesn't have anything to do with any gay person, any queer person at all. and you need to do something about it expeditiously. Because some of you actually need therapy, actually need counseling, and you refuse to confront those things, and you are pouring and using all your frustrations on people that did not do anything to you. And this is the reason why there's a lot of gay people, queer people that have been killed in Nigeria this year alone. I don't even want to go into this because I will fucking lose it if I go into this. The number of people that have been attacked that are gay people this year. I had an interview whilst I was in Paris. They sent me an email before I traveled. It's someone from a university in Michigan. I'm going on a tangent here. And they wanted to speak to me on their dissertation about queerness in Nigeria and Africa and things like this and moderation of queer people on social media. And I was really, really happy to have that conversation because they found me on one of my social media platforms and contacted me via email. And we had those conversations via Zoom. And I'm happy that someone is trying to write something about this and they spoke to me. The thing is that I have said this so many times. And if it's only one person that me being a gay Igbo man touches and makes them feel okay, I'm happy with that. Even if it's just one person who watches my videos on social media, on YouTube, or listens to this podcast, and it has and had a positive impact on them, I will be extremely happy with that. Can we just look at the African context of projection? In many African and cultural spaces, queerness becomes the container for collective anxiety, economic instability. They blame moral decline on us gay people, changing gender roles. Because why I'm saying this is that there are a lot of people who will speak to me and say to me, are you now a woman because you're gay? When I say I have a husband, I have a boyfriend, I have a partner, my man, they'll be like, you're the woman. Why are you looking at me a heteronormative way when it comes to a queer relationship? If it is two women, it is wife and wife. If it is two men, it is husband and husband. And the thing is that because of these things, they blame homosexuality. They blame queer people. It is a pattern. You become symbolic and not a person. And in situations like this, you are literally a symbol of everything people are afraid of losing. That is why they say things to me like, oh, we've lost a brother, one man down. Why are you afraid of losing something that you never owned, something that you never had? Because saying to me that you've lost me seems crazy to me because you haven't lost me. And this is the reason why a lot of people who are related to me and some people who used to be my friend, who are friends of mine before, don't want to have anything to do with me. Because if you're like you being a gay person, that they've lost you, that you are not part of the brotherhood anymore, yada, 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 which does not make any sense whatsoever to me. At the end of the day, we as queer people are human. We are human. We are human beings. We have bloods running through our veins. And it's so fucking alarming and shocking the way people speak to you as a gay person that is out living your life, especially if you are from Africa. The way people write on my pages and the way they speak to me is crazy to me. And the common denomination here is God and religion, because constantly you are being told that God has punished you, that you need to find Jesus, you need to repent, you are a sinner, your life is horrible, that God will continue to punish you. You need to find Jesus before it is late. There's a comment I saw on my YouTube channel, the African Gay Igbo Vlog YouTube channel, and I saw it today. This person said, I love you, blah, 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 but you need to find Jesus. Find what Jesus exactly? I need people to explain to me, especially Africans, Black people, I need you to explain to me, why do you always think that someone being gay is a sin, that it is demonic? Why do you always think that? Because I do not understand. There's so many times I have asked myself these questions, and it goes back to me always saying that I'm divinely protected and I'm protected by my ancestors, because it is okay to be gay in my culture. The African culture allows queer people to exist. It is based on duality, balance, and flexibility. A lot of you forget that homosexuality is something that has always been in Africa. A lot of you forget that homophobia is something that was imported. homophobia is something we inherited. That came to us by way of the missionaries, colonization, and things like this. And a lot of you who constantly say to me that I need to repent, actually, you are the one that needs to be repenting, because you are the one that is the sinner. You lot are the sinners, because constantly judging somebody for being the way that God created them is a sin. Constantly telling somebody that that person is demonic, that person is going to go to hell, that person who did not do any fucking thing to you, means that you at the fucking sinner. I am sick and tired of a lot of you who are suffering from religious psychosis and spiritual psychosis, coming to queer people and to gay people and to LGBTQIA plus individuals all the fucking time, telling us that we need to repent. You need to go and do something about yourselves. You need to fucking repent from your stupidity. You need to fucking repent from all your waywardness and all your sin, because you are the sinners, not us queer people. There's something that I have noticed. A lot of the times, all the people who are projecting their nonsense to me is personal, extremely personal, in a place whereby sometimes it actually makes me angry. Because why are you taking all of these things to be personal to me? Because it doesn't have anything to do with me. You can do your madness and do your madness and do it far away from queer people. I swear, it gets heavier when projection comes from family. Because the thing is that you want attention. That is what they say to you. You were influenced. You are confused. You are possessed. None of those statements, none of these statements are about you. They are not about me. They are about their inability to process difference. Because when someone is not able to process difference, they project all of their nonsense towards you. The thing is that they think that if you hear it long enough, you will start questioning yourself. You will begin to internalize their narrative. But the truth of the matter is, you can say to me that I'm going to go to hell all the time. You can say all of this nonsense. I will never, ever internalize any of these things and believe them to be my truth. Because telling me that you want attention, that you were influenced, that I am confused, is never going to make me feel this way. I was never influenced to begin. I am not seeking attention by being here. What I'm doing is representation, visibility, and truth. I am living my life unapologetically so that other people will be able to see and know that they can live their lives this way. Because a lot of these people think that if they tell you all of this nonsense, you will begin to internalize their story and take it to be your story. And this is the dangerous part of the whole thing. Because when people constantly tell you this thing, especially, can you imagine? Let me just break it down this way. Let's assume you are a 10-year-old child. You are around people that are telling you all of these things. They are projecting their insecurity towards you. They are telling you that you are a sinner, that everything about you is horrible. You will internalize a lot of these things. And this is what happened to a lot of us queer people, because you grew up in an environment where a lot of people are telling you that your life is wrong, that you are wrong, that you are horrible, that you are a sinner. You begin to internalize a lot of these things. For instance, when people advise you sometimes, you need to know this, that people advise you from what they believe in, their belief systems. So if someone is telling you that homosexuality is a sin, that you shouldn't be gay, yada, 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 it's because of that person actually may be suffering from religious psychosis. If someone is doing well, someone is successful, smart, clever, and happy with their life, if they advise you, they will advise you based on that, because they are happy, they are comfortable with who they are happy with their situation, whether they are rich or poor. They will actually give you well-meaning advice. This is why sometimes, I know I'm going on a tangent here, I say to people, if someone says to you, if for instance, you're asking someone about relationship, that you want to be in a relationship, and they say to you, don't worry, your person will come, it will happen for you. My dear, that is bullshit. Coming from someone who is in a relationship, there's nothing wrong for you to be single. There's nothing wrong with being single and living your life and being happy. Because the truth of the matter is, a lot of people are in marriages and in relationships that are miserable. They are unhappy. They are sad. And they want you to be sad like them. If you are single, it is okay for you to be single. When that person, whenever you see anybody, fine. Relationship is not by force. I hate it when people say to people, oh, you're going to find your own person. No, There is nothing wrong with being single if you are single. Relationship is not all it is seemed to be what you think it is. Because people will be like, oh, you're happy, you are... Envy you for me. Envy what? Envy what? If your relationship, if you happen to meet somebody, fine. But me saying to you that you must be in a relationship and things like this doesn't make any sense to me. I know I went on a tangent there, but it just needs to be said because a lot of our people tend to say things to us, especially when you are vulnerable. They say a lot of this nonsense to you. And you begin to pick them up and think that that's your life. And never, ever be in a situation where you take any of this nonsense from anybody and internalize them to be your truth. Because it is never your truth. And it will never, ever, ever be your truth. Refusing the label. Refuse that fucking label. Refusing projection doesn't mean fighting everyone. It means clarity. It means understanding. And understanding in this situation mean that you understand their reaction is information about them, not definition of you, not who you are, not about you. It is not defining you. It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You don't have to absorb every accusation labeled towards you. An example of this is people who say to me that I am a sinner. I am going to go to hell. Your life don't spoil. Your life is evil. You need to repent. You are demonic. You are a sinner. You are a taboo. I don't have to take in all of those nonsense. Nothing of those have anything to do with me whatsoever. They don't. And I do not believe any of those to be my truth. And that should be the same for you. You don't have to defend your humanity endlessly towards anybody. This is why I always preach preserving your energy or fighting with them. And sometimes when I see certain messages and I feel like I want to react, I will just speak to my man, what do you think? I know I don't want to react, but I will just say to him, what do you think? And sometimes when I see certain things, I will just think over it. And I'll be like, I'm not giving you my energy. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to defend my humanity. I'm not going to try to prove myself to you because I am gay. I am who I am. I'm not going to do that. You are allowed to disengage from narratives that is a problem for you, that changes who you are, that is trying to change who you are, that distorts who you are. You are allowed to disengage with that. Because the truth of the matter is, the narrative here is gay people are sinners. Gay people are going to go to hell. Disengage from all of those fucking nonsense. Absolutely disengage. I'm going to tell you a story. I went to see Devil's Wear Prada 2 with my man in Paris, and it was a time. It was so good. I am sharing this to say to you that you can live your life as a gay person and watch anything. The reason why I'm saying this is that a few years ago, when Mamma Mia came out, I went to watch Mamma Mia at the Odeon in Manchester City Centre with a friend of mine. And this friend, I think I've mentioned this here before, and this friend was so, so worried about people finding out that they are gay. And they were just hiding and hiding. And I never, ever forgot that, the way they were reacting about watching this show. And Devil Wears Prada is a movie that people may think that you are gay for watching. I'm just saying. Because it's about fashion. I'm just saying, in regards to the way our people see things, the way they see you, if you are a man that loves fashion, automatically you are a homosexual. That is what some of them think. If you are a man that loves certain things, you are a homosexual, you are queer. If you are a woman that loves things that is deemed to be masculine, you are a lesbian and things like this. And I refuse for any of this to be my story. And I'm going to watch whatever I want to watch, buy whatever I want to buy, dress however I want to dress, express myself however I want to express myself. You can decide to call me a girl or call me whatever, call me a homosexual, tell me that I suck on penis, whatever you want to say. That is never going to be my story. I'm sharing this to say that you can live your life and reclaim your own definition. Reclaim your own story, the way you want to live your life, how you want to see yourself and how you see yourself. Reclaim it and be yourself. Once you stop carrying other people's story, their projections, the way they see things, things will begin to open up for you. Things will begin to look brighter for you because you have now stopped seeking permission from them, validation and acceptance. Things will open up for you. You can define yourself based on your values, your integrity, your lived experience, not their panic. I have said this so many times. I have a lot of values, a lot of integrity, and I have my lived experiences. And those are the things that I cherish the most. I have some form of impact, and my legacy are the values I put out in this world, the impact I put out in this world, and all of the things that I have done. It is not the number of children I have and the wealth I have in my bank account or the assets I have. And when you understand a lot of these things and know that their panic is not yours, your identity becomes less reactive and it becomes more complete and extremely grounded. You stop living your life in response mode. Because I see this with a lot of queer people. What happens is, on social media, for instance, some of them who create content, they are always in response mode. They are always trying to fight people, respond to them. I'm not like this. They are always trying to respond to them. Don't be in response mode. Ignore whatever any good-for-nothing person is writing in your comment section. Ignore them. Respond when you feel like you want to respond. And just don't do it and be on this fighting mode and trying to argue with them all the time. It doesn't do you any good whatsoever. It is not good mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. It is not good for your health. And once you do all of these things, you start to live your life intentionally. That shift changes every fucking thing for you. The moment I realized a lot of these things was when I said to myself, I am never, ever going to seek any permission from you whatsoever. That will never ever happen. I am living my life intentionally and unapologetically. That is why I continue to say that I'm a gay Igbo man who is sexy, juicy, glowy, moisturized, hydrated, and unbothered, protected by my ancestors, divinely protected. Awumoni Igbo, Akalamaka, Akajalamakaja. I am a warrior. I am determined. I am powerful. My ancestors are always going to stand for me and fight for me because we are not wrong as queer people. So the thing is that if you understand a lot of these things, things will begin to be lighter for you. Boundaries is important, extremely important. Boundaries are a form of protection for us queer people. Sometimes the healthiest response to someone projecting their nonsense towards you is distance. Love them from afar, keep them over there, and be over here. Distance is one of the best things you can do for yourself. It is not you trying to punish them because you're not punishing them. Protection. Protect yourself. You can love people and still refuse to be their emotional scapegoat. You can love your family and refuse to be their punching bag and refuse to be that emotional punching bag for them. You can love people and stay the hell away from them. I swear, boundaries are not cruelty. Boundaries are not you being wicked. Boundaries are not you being mean. Boundaries are clarity. It is clarity. And clarity is peace of mind. Your clarity is your peace. You are peaceful once you have that clarity. I am not going to lie to you. I have said this in so many ways that one of my biggest wins is my peace of mind. It is. It's my peace of mind because I am so clear in my head about who I am and what I believe in and how I see myself that I have peace. I have peace. That does not mean I do not have struggles like every other human being because we have to pay bills, we have to work, we have to do all the ups and downs. But I am at peace. I am peaceful. I understand myself. I have clarity and I want that for you. I really do want that for you. So every one of you that thinks you are misunderstood or you are feeling misunderstood. If you feel constantly misrepresented, I want you to pause, take a deep breath, think, look within you, ask yourself, is this whole thing actually about me? Or is this about what I represent to them? Ask yourself this question. Because the truth of the matter is, you don't have to shrink to make their worldview comfortable. You do not fucking have to shrink to make their worldview comfortable. You do not have to become quiet to be accepted. You do not have to make yourself small to make yourself miserable for them to accept you. You are your own person. You are a whole human being. You don't have to make yourself small for them to accept you. You need to know this and say this. I am not your punching bag. I am not the person that you are going to always project your nonsense towards. And let them know that other people's fear is not your identity. Just because of you are fearful of something doesn't have anything to do with my identity, doesn't have anything to do with me. Their discomfort is not our burden. Their discomfort is not your burden. That does not have anything to do with you. Let them sit and learn how to be uncomfortable being comfortable. And I want you to know that once you stop carrying what was never yours, you will become extremely lighter in your head, in your brain, in your mind, in your health, in your whole being. And this is not because of the world changes overnight. It is because of you have done yourself a massive favor of changing and stopping to listening to a lot of this nonsense that they project towards you. I want you to know that nobody, absolutely nobody, has the right to make you feel less than, to tell you that you are not the way you are, to tell you that you are a sinner. Do not believe any fucking good-for-nothing, dusty, crusty individual that is trying to project their nonsense by telling you that you are a sinner, that you are a face, that you are a taboo. Do not believe any of those fucking nonsense, because it is not our story. I want you to know that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are the vibes. You are the moment. You are fabulous. You came out of your mother's womb amazing. And I want you to carry that with you every fucking place you go to. Always keep your head up high, straight, stand straight, and command the room wherever you go into, because you are the light. I have been Charles Okeke. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining the Movement for Visibility, Truth and Representation. Thank you for always being here. I really appreciate you. We love you. Do not allow anybody's madness disturb you. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode.